Nolte, Knowles Iran reporting was a week-long act of self-humiliation. By John Nolte on June 27, 2025. Outside of New York nominating a Jew-hating pro-jihadist, socialist for mayor, my favorite reality show this week was watching CNN act as the submissive to the dominant deep state in one act of self-humiliation after another. CNN spread the lie that an American airstrike failed to set back Iran's nuclear program based on a very early and leaked intelligence assessment clearly marked low confidence. Guess what part of that assessment CNN decided to withhold from any idiot who still trusts them? The low confidence part. CNN hid the fact that its bombshell report was based on an intelligence report that had low confidence in that assessment. Others did the same. The far-left New York Times and Fox News, among them, asked me again why I hate Fox News. Go ahead, ask. But Knowles got that ball rolling, and the roller in this case is a serial lying propagandist named Natasha Bertrand who identifies as a journalist. Related, Knowles. Watch Trump's hilarious reaction to CNN. Bertrand has eagerly bent over for the deep state for years. She's the stenographer who published the story on behalf of 51 intelligence officials who wanted to deceive the country, right before the election, about Hunter Biden's laptop being Russian disinformation. While at the far-left Politico, Bertrand pushed the Russia collusion hoax like no other. Oh, and remember when Knowles spread the lie that there was nothing to worry about with a Chinese spy balloon crossing our country? That was Bertrand. Such a good dog. And that's why CNN hired her and keeps her on. Sure, Bertrand has gotten every major intelligence story over the past decade exactly wrong, but that's what CNN wants. CNN wants staffers who are willing to go on TV and lie on behalf of the Democrat Party and the deep state just so they can be on TV. Then. CNN lied about omitting the low confidence part. Although CNN's own transcript proves CNN omitted the low confidence part, CNN still claimed it reported the low confidence part. CNN even had its fake fact-checker lie about it. Oh, and to the surprise of no one, confident assessments from U.S. intel agencies and from around the world have confirmed the Iran airstrike was a total success. President Trump not only untied the Gordian knot of Iran's nuclear ambitions that have baffled presidents for three decades, he made it look easy. Let's flip the script. Let's say Barack Obama was the commander-in-chief and ordered this same airstrike to bomb Iran's nuclear program. Let's further say someone with access to early intelligence leaked that same assessment to me, the one marked low confidence. Let's go even further to say that under my byline, Breitbart News blared out the news, based on that leaked assessment, that Obama's airstrike was a failure. And let's take it all the way by saying I withheld the low confidence part from the story and from my employer. First off, if I wanted to exclude the low confidence part from the story, I would have to hide it from my employer because there is no way they would leave that out. Secondly, once it was discovered I'd excluded the no confidence part, I'd be fired. Period. Does this make Breitbart News special? No, it makes us normal. Normal people care about their integrity, their credibility, and telling the truth. Normal people cannot bring themselves to deliberately mislead others. CNN is not normal. CNN is an obscenity, and speaking of obscenities, I'm not done. Get a load of this shameless pile of smug. Please sit back for a second to soak in just how dishonorable and dishonest Jake Tapper is to willingly go on TV and whore himself out like this. No, really, think about what a low character is required for this guy. Of all guys, to lecture others about how CNN must always question the White House and not accept their word for anything. This is the same Jake Tapper who just spent months, claiming it wasn't his fault, he failed to report on Joe Biden's glaringly obvious mental decline. Whose fault was it, says Tapper. He blames his sources in the Biden White House, whom he believed, whom he never questioned. In fact, he attacked and ridiculed anyone who did question the Biden White House. Oh, and will you look at him now? Once again, on behalf of a deep state that pimps him out for $2, Jake make you holla for a dollar Tapper has morphed into Mr. We Can't Trust the White House, which will last right up until a Democrat is in the White House. It gets better. I got two more. Watch below as CNN's Caitlin Collins questions Trump's claim of Iran accepting his ceasefire. Please watch this humorless shrew prattle on and on until, she's told Iran has indeed agreed to a ceasefire. And finally, we come to CNN scraping an all-new barrel bottom of whoredom. Here's Aaron Burnett informing CNN's dozens of viewers that after 45 years of terrorism and hundreds, if not thousands, of dead Americans, there's a friendliness behind Iran's chance of death to America. CNN has been reduced to serially humiliating itself in pursuit of partisan sugar highs. The best part is how they damage and undermine trust in the corporate media as a whole. Never change, Kblal. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.